Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, cattle futures have become top-heavy with the premium likely to erode further. The action yesterday may have been a delayed reaction to the cattle on feed report, a pattern that's been seen at times in the past after previous reports. The market may be in trouble due to contracts breaking technical support, even though the market might be overall bullish. The break in futures does increase the potential that packers may not bid higher for cattle, even though they need them. The hogs again pushed higher yesterday, with only front month April not making a new contract high, even though it showed the most gain. Hog buyers are aggressive, continuing to bid higher. They want hogs now rather than playing the waiting game. Strong demand and room in cold storage is not a negative picture for price. Gains across the three wheat exchanges overnight, holding the meager advance from the prior session. Tuesday saw most contracts sell off early in the day session, only to rally back and save face by settlement. The short-term trend remains up, while consolidation is still evident from an intermediate-term perspective. Supportive influences for wheat are strong odds above average winter kill, combined with dry conditions on much of the Great Plains. Positive corn prices overnight as futures shake early losses in the evening session to keep outside momentum intact. Strength in the soy complex overnight is adding support to the entire ag space, as it would appear there's growing concern about soybeans actually getting the necessary acres planted later this spring. Cash traders noted better corn movement by the grower yesterday, and that was evident with a slightly easier DTN national cash basis, as well as weakness in calendar spreads. Firmer trade across the soy complex overnight, with most contracts building on yesterday's higher close, but not having taken out yesterday's highs just yet. The technical tilt of the soybean market has certainly turned up the last two sessions, with the pennant formation, which has been forming for the last several weeks, looking as though it's resolving itself with an upside breakout. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle down $1.85 yesterday, 121.20. June down $1.12, 119.12. March feeder cattle down 75 cents at 138.57. April down 67, 142.60. And April hogs up $1.30, 86.42. Kansas City wheat, the March is down 3.5, 641. May down 3.75, 647.25. Chicago wheat, March up 1.75, 665.75. May up 0.5, 670.25. March corn up 2.75, 553.75. May's up 2 cents at 552.5. March soybeans up 22.25 cents at 1406.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.